Well, folks, 90.5 FM, good evening. It's that time again. Wrapping up Dave's record collection with Albert Collins and Harris County lineup in the background. Richard and Linda Thompson, Mullin' a Hole from a collection called Hard Luck Stories, a collection of their work together from 1972 to 1982. The Handsome Family with The Bottomless Hole from Singing Bones, released in 2003. Towns Van Zandt gave us The Hole from his last studio album, released in 1994. Towns passed on New Year's 1997. John Campbell, also the late John Campbell, Down in a Hole, covering Tom Waits from an album called Howling Mercy from 1993. Tom Waits before that, House Where Nobody Lives from Mule Variations. That was released in 1999. And we opened up with a new release from Kim Eaton from her forthcoming album, which I can't remember the title of, but it's a very clever title. Stay tuned and I'll enlighten you as we hear more. Kim recording again for a release for 2025. This is a single called Tangier from Kim Eaton. Well, you've been listening to Dave's Record Collection. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Really had a good time, and we'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Punk Punk Goose on WMUC FM, College Park. Good night.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Hello.
Hello? Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave. Who is it?
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over dozens of times more. All I've got is a beat-up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffalo, I love it, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and his singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport line. One bag I had all my clothes, the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and I'll leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I love it, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe. When he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T, Hawes, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss Crosby, Stills and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cash. You got Forbert, Fromo, Stevie Ray, T-Bird, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Lisa, I want some more.
More?
Thank you.
Strangest feeling. Yeah, when that guitar plays the blues.
That's alright, I still got my guitar. Look out now.
And you can get guitar music aplenty when you tune in to Dave's Record Collection every Saturday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMUC 88.1 FM College Park, the cultural mecca of Prince George's County.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dave's Record Collection. On the 31st of January 2026, the first official show of the spring semester on one of the coldest days of the year, Roy Rogers with What the Funk in the Background, Pleasure and Pain. Dave's Record Collection, 6 to 10 every Saturday evening. And we got a lot going on tonight, and we started the journey with the first set, and I'll let you know what we've been playing. Golden Earring, Candy's Gone Bad from the 1973 release Moontan. Government Mule from the Deep End Volume 2, the tribute to Alan Woody with several bass players. Jason Newsted on this one, Trying Not to Fall is the name of the track. UFO going back to Force It, the deluxe edition. And we heard Let It Roll. Tommy Bolin from Teaser, his 1975 first solo album. We heard The Grind, and we opened up with one of the themes to Dave's Record Collection from the late Todd Snyder, Vinyl Records, New Connection. Folks, thanks for hanging out with me again this evening. We'll try to keep you warm, although we will have some songs about the cold, and we will be remembering Joe Healy, so stay tuned. WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. This is Dave's Record Collection.
When I sustain, can do is rock and roll. And it's R-O-C-K and roll. I live my life reckless abandon. When I strap on a guitar, I still say singers all. I'm recording this with Tyler Brown and a Shakedown. We are here to rock and roll. And it's R-O-C-K and roll. Make me feel like dirt.
Cerebellum kind of thumping and throbbing. And start thinking of the old days and thinking back to when I was a little girl growing up in South Carolina and remembering the stinking smell of gin, of Jimmy Joe's breath, the night I became a woman in the back of that Buick. Sorry. And every now and then I'll get a little tired of listening to my 30 Days to a Better You motivational tape, and I'll turn on an old truck driving show from one of those stations out of West Virginia, and they'll be playing an old Conway Twitty song. It'll remind me of my second wife and the way she used to whistle the steel guitar part to Hello Darling through the gap in her front teeth across the ground. And every now and then when I start to feel a little bit hungry, I'll stop at an all-night grocery store and hit the Little Debbie snack cake and Hostess breakfast treat display counter. That'll kind of remind me of my third wife. We used to live in a little prefab mobile home in a town called Chromosome, North Carolina. Every now and then when I come home from work late at night all tired and wore out, she'd be laying there on the purple Naga hot couch, all 375 pounds of her with her blonde Donnell wig sort of stretched off to one side. I'd come walking in the door and she'd get all excited and say, "Hey!" She'd look at me with one good eye and take her false teeth out of the bicentennial ashtray and put on those white go-go boots from the Pickway shoe store and that purple muumuu that I bought her from Fredericks of Hollywood for big gals that you love so much. She kind of looked like a genetic mutation off of Tom Chapin National Geographic special getting ready to go into action. She'd jump up on top of the stereo and start doing an interpretive dance to an old Wilson Pickard record jammed up to 78. Then we'd go back to the heart-shaped vibrating waterbed, the one underneath the black velvet painting of Elvis, Jesus, and John Wayne walking together through eternity, watched over by Hank Sr. And we'd get to rolling and tumbling and having a good time. And every now and then when things would get real good, I'd sing a love song or something like this. I'd sing, "Roberta, Roberta! Mama! Please get your big legs off of me. Sometimes you get a little carried away and I'd have to say, Roberta, Roberta, Mama, please, please get your big legs off of me." Cause when you roll your big legs around me, help me Jesus, don't you know it feels so good, honey? But you just won't let me breathe. Oh my God, wait, brother, come on, put it, come on, get up, I'll give you a cookie, come on, please get up. Oh boy. Now you can be sweet as a banana moon pie, or you can be as salty as a souvenir Virginia country ham. Be sweet as a banana sitting on the back seat of my Camaro underneath the pink and purple dingle balls riding down 95. Yeehaw, Miami, here we come, moon pie. Or salty as a souvenir Virginia sitting next to the bottle rockets and south of the border country ham. But when you kiss me with your big luscious greasy lips, I realize I'm a very naughty, yes, I deserve a little discipline. No, please don't make me wear that nurse's dressing in the night. Groveling worm of a love slave under your big leg of clay. Ow! whiskey like it was water. And you slugged down NyQuil like it was a glass of lemonade. You drink that Rudgut whiskey like a glass of water. And you're still drinking that NyQuil wake up woman cough syrup like a glass of lemonade. You know, I regret the day I wrapped my skinny legs around your fat butt. Cause that was about 375 pounds, the biggest legged mistake I sure ever made. And one more thing, honey. Hooked up in time to the paint shaker of destiny, playing the drum, break the intercom beat it in those wet look hot bands. Incoming large unidentified object on the screen. Legs off of me.
Love is a beautiful thing. Roberta, Roberta, Roberta. Kiss me, baby.
Electric man, I'm your electric man, electric man.
Friends, I don't always listen to the radio, but when I do, it's WMUC-FM College Park. Stay tuned. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection. In the background, Jim Weider with Percolator, the title track to the 2006 release. Yes, 20 years ago already. I'm hanging out with you this evening, playing some more tunes, and hopefully you're staying warm. Never thought we'd be looking forward to temperatures in the low 30s, which we'll have next week, actually. Anyway, We're leaving off with Samantha Fish from her Grammy-nominated album from last year, Paper Doll. Can You Handle the Heat? Rival Sons from Great Western Valkyrie, 2014 release. Electric Man, Take You to the Sugar Shack. That's Rival Sons again. Reverend Billy C. Wirtz gave us Roberta from his first album on High Tone. He released some independent stuff before that. Deep Fried and Sanctified from the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz. Papa Chubby from his latest one. Love Freddie King, released last year. And featuring Christone Kingfish England on that one. Big Lake.